Almighty God, it started with a star in the night sky. Distant though stars are, it brought an awareness that something different had begun. This morning, the sun, the star in our world, rose over the horizon, over the rocks and sand, over the lawns and houses, over the people gathered in your name. Not different, but ever bright and full, in us as well as around us. A reminder of the power you sent through Jesus, the risen Lord. Jesus brings us a new way to see, a new way to act, a new way to love. Every year, your light leads us closer to you. We honor you, Lord, for the gift you have given us, living our humanity with us. You took on our fear of losing life and changed it into the promise of gaining life with you. May the grace of joy fill our hearts in the glory of this morning. And may we carry your light into the dark corners of our world, beginning with the dark corners of our own. You are God of grace and God of glory, now and forevermore. Alleluia. Amen. But the first one is on page 505 in the Old Testament portion of our Bible. It is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. So if you wanted to follow along, you will find that on page 505 of the Old Testament portion. From Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The word of the Lord. This morning we also have a New Testament reading from the book of Acts. And this comes from the story of Cornelius. And Peter came to visit Cornelius, who had had a vision that God had told him to call Peter to the Gentiles. And so Peter came. Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to those who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.